You know, lying is very interesting. And I'm not talking about when you're going to sleep, you lie down in bed. I'm talking about telling mistruths on purpose. Now, we all do white lies. These are lies that white people talk about. These are lies where they don't really matter. You just don't want to hurt somebody else. Like when a woman goes up to her husband and says, "Do I look fat in this dress?" The husband, by law, is required to say, "No, of course not. You do not look fat in that dress." When indeed, she probably does. But you can't say that. That's a white lie. Are you lying to your wife? Of course you are. You do it all the time. But it's a white lie. So apparently white lies are fine. But when you get into the deception to manipulate, to get something out of the other person for devious purposes, that's nasty lying. And the poster child for that is the President of the United States. How odd that is. Today we're going to talk about that. If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to. I will.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Thank you very much. Save your applause to the end of the show.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. I think I have a good one for you today, although I'm wrong most of the time, so whatever. But I gotta be right every once in a while. It could be a good show. Toward the end of the program, we have an author of a new book called Grandpa Magic. What is that? Well, that's when you were a little kid, if you had a grandpa would put a little coin in the palm of his hand and then close the palm of his hand and open it up and the coin would be gone and it would come out of your ear. He would reach behind your ear and the coin would come out of your ear. And as a little child, you're gullible. So, that's the magic word for today, kids. As far as magic is concerned, it's gullible. But some people never grow up out of that gullible thing. And that's the connection between my guest later and what I'm talking about at the top of the show about lying. But anyway, Grandpa Magic, it's a book about very simple magic tricks that will astound your friends no matter what age you are. It's available now, and it's a fascinating book. I have a copy of it. It's pretty cool. And we'll talk to the author about doing like simple magic tricks yourself. It should be fun, huh? I try to bring a little fun into the show. Oh, God, do I try. Anyway, we're talking about lies here at the top of the show. And, you know, as much as I do satirical comedy, grumpy guy kind of stuff, this is serious. This isn't funny. When the President of the United States lies, it's serious, because then you can't trust anything he says unless you're one of his supporters. If you're one of his supporters, I think it's Grandpa Magic. I think you're gullible. I think you believe things that most people say. Or you like theater and drama. I don't like theater. I like theater. I like going to the theater. I go to theater all the time. I like going to see plays. I like drama. I like dramatic movies and things like that. But not in real life. Not in real life. I don't like the drama. When someone is overly dramatic, I start backing away very slowly. I put one foot behind the other foot, and before you know it, I'm a mile away from you. I don't like drama. Do you know why? Do you know why I don't like it? Because I got plenty of drama in my own life, as we all do. I don't need to hear yours. I respect that you have drama, but don't pawn off your drama on me. Recently, at the White House, Jim Vanderheim, who is one of the founders of Axios, which is a news organization, had the opportunity to sit down with President Trump face to face. Here was his face. Here was the other face. And Vanderheim, the reporter, is saying, look, you know, with these bombs being mailed to people that aren't Trump supporters and this hate stuff, you know, with what went on in Pittsburgh, you know, look, can we, you know, Vanderheim's saying, I'm getting pretty scared that the stuff that you say is like really causing people to feel like they should go out and violently do your bidding. And Trump responded to that. I found this very short part of the interview one of the most revealing things about Trump in a bad way. It really explains why Trump does what he does as far as bullying, putting people down, causing controversy, making stuff up, lying to the public, manipulating. It's all explained, and it comes out of his mind. I'm going to play it for you. First time you listen to it, it's about 45 seconds long. After that, I'm going to break it on down with you, and we're going to take a look and see what Trump is actually admitting here that he's never admitted before. Let's listen to this. This took place just a few days ago.
To be honest, like, what scares the crap out of me is that when, if you're saying, enemy of the people, enemy of the people,
God forbid. I have to fight back. You're
but
right.
No, but hold on a second. But this thing, like, God forbid that, like, somebody, like, you've got fervent supporters. They love you. They listen to you. Enemy of the people, enemy of the people.
They like me more and because boom, of that.
They like you more, but what happens if all of a sudden someone gets shot? Someone shoots one of these reporters?
Jim, I
don't think you think we're the enemy of the people,
I
do
don't.
You?
I don't. But if you gave me false reports, I would say that's not a good thing for our country.
But don't you worry at all? I mean, people, you are like the most powerful man in the world. And if you say that word, enemy, enemy, literally tens of thousands of people go into a stadium to listen to you. And then people go on social media and they get themselves so jazzed up. There's got to be a part of you that's like, damn it.
It's called responsibility, Donald. You're the president of the United States. What you say, as stupid as you may be, your words do matter. Especially to your followers who think that you're God and you're the great insider. You know, let's break this down, because in this short amount of 45 seconds, Donald Trump admitted to his deceit. Now listen very carefully. We're going to try to do this here. Let's see what happens. Listen carefully, please.
To be honest, like, what scares the crap out of me is that when, if you're saying, enemy of the people, enemy of the people, God
forbid. No, I have to fight back. You're right.
All right. Enemy of the people, you keep calling the press, enemy of the people, enemy of people, enemy of the people. And Trump says, but I have to fight back. Revealing. That means that Trump is using this phrase, enemy of the people, to fight back when the press says nasty things about him, which are actually the case. They're reporting on the things that Trump does, and Trump doesn't like it when a bad light is put on it. So he says enemy of the people because he has to fight back. That is the first admission. Donald Trump has just admitted that he does this because he has to fight back. This is how he fights back, by degrading, throwing names and concepts onto things that don't necessarily exist. Ron, do they not necessarily exist? Is the press not the enemy of the people? Listen very carefully. Let's go back a little bit here. Listen carefully about that one.
to be honest, like what scares the crap out of me is that when, if you're saying enemy the people, enemy the people,
God forbid, have to fight back. You're
but
right.
No, but hold on a second. But this thing, like, God forbid that like somebody, like you've got fervent supporters. They love you. They listen to you. Enemy the people, enemy
the
people.
They like me more because of that.
They like me more because of that. That little thing that Trump threw in there, kind of under his breath, that we all heard, is extremely telling. Jim Vanderheim, the reporter, is saying, you keep pounding enemy of the people, enemy of the people. And Trump says, basically, that's what they want to hear. I do it because that's what they want to hear. That's deceitful. That is playing the crowd in a manipulative fashion in order to get what you want. Let's continue.
To be honest, like what scares the crap out of me is that when,
listen,
if you're
carefully,
saying enemy the people, enemy the people, God
no,
forbid,
I have to fight back. You're
but
right.
No, but hold on a second. But this thing, like, God forbid that like somebody, like you've got fervent supporters. They love you. They listen to you. Enemy the people. Enemy
the
people.
They like me more because of that.
They like me more because of that.
What happens if all of a sudden someone gets shot? Someone shoots one of these reporters?
Jim,
is that? But then
I
don't think you think we're the enemy of the people.
I don't.
Ooh, I don't think you think that we're the enemy of the people. Do you? I don't. Then why are you spouting that they are at every one of your rallies in a vindictive, angry manner, that the press is the enemy of the people? You don't believe that, do you? No, I don't. It's what my supporters like to hear. This is extremely revealing. You heard it for yourself, and I'm not reading into things. These are people's words that you're hearing as it occurred. This is, I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. I mean, if you're a Republican and you believe in the Republican policies that may have gone through, some of them, many of them not, no matter, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the character of an individual to win at any cost, even if it involves deceit, lying, manipulation. That is not acceptable. Every president, just about, I think every president at times of trouble has tried to unite this country. Donald Trump has admitted, and I could play this as well, he's admitted that he's going to step up the nasty rhetoric because that's what seems to work for him. It's not about what works for this country. It's about what works for him solely. It's all about him. Listen to any one of his speeches, any one of his responses to any questions, anytime any subject comes up, it's about him. Very interesting. It's never about this country. Or if he starts to say it is, it turns around to him. I have a problem with this individual as a human being, much less as the President of the United States. I don't have a problem with his policies. I don't agree with all of them, but it has nothing to do with the policies. It has to do with the man behind them and his credibility and his purpose and his phoniness. So that's all. And that in itself is a magic trick. And a little bit later on in the show, we'll be talking about magic tricks. I try to tie everything together. You know, I try to do like a loose show here. I do what I can. Tuesday is election day. You can do early voting, by the way, at any time. You can right now, although wait till the show's over, if you would, please. In most town halls and in various locations, in just about every town and city, in most states, you can vote at any time at this point. Go do it if you want to avoid the lines or you think that Tuesday is going to be a hassle for you. But whether you do it Tuesday or not, make sure that you vote. Donald Trump has said, I could play this as well. I've got a ton of audio clips of him saying stuff right out of his mouth. Donald Trump said that this election, this upcoming midterm election, is about him. Okay, let's fulfill his prophecy. Let's make it about him. As everything else is. Make sure you vote. No matter which way you vote, I think you should vote in a certain manner, but no matter which way you vote, please do it. This is an extremely important election. Do it. If you've got to have a checks and balances in this country as far as the government is concerned. Right now, it's all Republican down the line, and that hasn't really worked out. There are some fine Republicans, but they're not speaking up and saying, I'm more interested in policies than I am in the self-motivation of a man that doesn't know what he's doing. They're not stepping up and saying that. If you put enough Democrats back into office, then this country might be saved as far as at least what this guy can get away with and what he can't. No one's out to impeach Trump. No one's out to take your guns away. People are just out to have a level, civil country that's respected, moves forward. If you're the person who believes that all of these quote-unquote immigrants, which don't exist in the numbers that Trump says, this gigantic caravan, which is not gigantic, everything is done for political purposes. Trump is sending 15,000 troops to our southern border just in case this caravan shows up. There's not even 15,000 people in the caravan. That means one entire military troop for every one person who is probably a mother or a child. There are no rapists. There are no murderers. There are no Middle Easterners, terrorists in this quote-unquote caravan. When Pence was asked, you stated that this caravan is evil people. Do you have any proof of that? No, says Pence. But, you know, it's a good number of people. There probably are some. That you can't throw out statements and then say, well, I'm probably right. Kids, balance the government. It's very important at this point. Balance it out. You got a president who's a Republican or a crazy man in the White House. Balance it out. His own Republican people don't seem to balance it out well. They seem to just line up behind a crazy man. Balance it out with some Democrats here. I mean, whether you believe in Democrats or not, that's not the point. The idea is to have a balanced government. This is not working out. It's actually incredibly dangerous. And every day that goes by that nothing more serious happens, although it actually has already, of course, this is just crazy in every way, shape, and form. Okay, that's enough talking on my part. I don't mean to sit here and pontificate because I ain't no pontiff. I mean, I'm like the emperor with no clothes. Well, at least no pants.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Grandpa Magic sounds like the name of a strange man that lives down the street. When I was a little child, I had a couple of grandpas. Actually, too many. That's a joke. One of my grandpas did that Grandpa Magic stuff where, as I said, puts a coin in the palm of his hand, closes the palm of his hand, coin is gone, he reaches behind my ear, and the coin comes out of my ear. And did I actually believe that the coin was coming out of my ear? I don't really remember. I think I was too young, but probably more so than now. And it sparks a little bit of a magic fantasy in everybody. So you're probably saying to yourself, well, how can I do some of these tricks myself? You know, whether you're a grandpa or not. I mean, just think about it. Thanksgiving is coming up. Just think about that, huh? And you could sit at the Thanksgiving table and do a couple of simple tricks for the rest of your family or your friends. It'd be kind of entertaining, you know, something to do after the gravy is passed around. That's a problem with Thanksgiving. So much of a buildup and then nothing. You know, it's like, oh boy, we're going to get the family together. Ooh, we're going to see people I haven't seen in a whole year. We're going to have a gigantic turkey and it's going to be so many memories of Thanksgiving's past and the green bean casserole. By the way, the person that invented the green bean casserole died recently, just like a week ago. Doesn't mean you can't eat the green bean casserole, though. And they didn't actually invent it, I don't believe. You don't invent a green bean casserole. You might be a part of its creation, but you don't invent them. But you look forward to the Thanksgiving Day meal, you know, with all the side dishes and the things and the alcohol and the wine and everything. And then the dinner's over and the pie comes out of the oven and it's full of calories and just crazy sugars and fats. And then the Thanksgiving meal is over and all of a sudden the reality kicks in. You're sitting at a table, a Thanksgiving dinner table, with people you really didn't care for. And you didn't realize that until they got together again, and you realized, I don't want to be with these people. So that sucked. Then you're realizing that your stomach is starting to hurt in a major fashion. And you blurt out two things. First, you blurt out, I couldn't eat another thing. That means you're full and you're disgusting. The second thing you blurt out is, you don't mind if I unbuckle my pants, do you? And of course, yes, we all mind that. There's nothing more disgusting than somebody burping and unbuckling their pants. Or women go upstairs and put on the most elastic dress they can find, like a muumuu. And at that point, everybody sits back and says, well, I got to be getting home. You know why? Because they've had enough. So it is the holiday of incredible anticipation. And then when it's over, it's like, God, thank God this thing's once a year. I don't know if I can handle this again. Christmas is different. Christmas, you give gifts, so everybody leaves, and you still got your gifts, and you can play around with them for days and days and days. Christmas is fun. That's nice. That's nice. Thanksgiving, good stuff. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday because you don't have to go to church or anything. The only thing you do is when you sit down, you have the Thanksgiving meal, you do a little prayer or what are you thankful for? And, you know, it's all a bunch of white lies. So I found it fascinating to learn some of these simple magic tricks. And the book itself has illustrations, but it's... you can do this with coins, a deck of cards, all different things you can find around the house. You can do magic tricks with them. So it's a good time. So let's speak to the Grandpa Magic Man himself. But first, before we do that, we're going to take a little commercial break. I'm very proud. We have a great following of people here. And once a year, we rent out a convention hall somewhere, usually in Vegas. And all of my listeners gather together, and they dress up like me. It's kind of a tribute to what I do. It's all my followers, my stalkers, and it's coming up again this year. So get ready.
Hi, this is Gary Feldstetler, and I'm one of the 14 people who regularly listen to the Ron Van Dam Show. I was thinking recently that it's probably about time that we all got together to celebrate our appreciation of Ron Van Dam, and that's why I'm hosting the first ever RonCon next weekend at the Fairview Motel and Asian Massage Parlor Center. This will be a great opportunity for us to talk about what we love about Ron, wear our favorite Ron Van Dam costumes, and hold panel discussions on things like, why are those RMV people so miserable? And why does the waitress always come over when you have food in your mouth? And why do people at the next table have to be talking about their health issues when I'm trying to enjoy an eggplant rollatini? I can neither confirm nor deny the rumors that Ron Van Dam himself will make an appearance at RonCon, but that would be nice, right? So I hope to see you all there next weekend at RonCon. Most of you probably have my phone number already, so if you can't make it, just give me a call. I could probably get the deposit back on the room if this isn't a good idea, but, you know, can't hurt to try. I'm kind of lonely, like you.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Morning, Ron. I'm well.
Great. Alan Zola Grunzik joins us now. He's written a book called Grandpa Magic, and this conjures up memories for me. My elders used to show me little magic tricks that were quite simple, and I even had a little magic kit. And now that I've read your book, I want to do this again.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. Are you indeed a grandpa?
I'm more a granduncle. I'm not a grandpa that okay. I know of, but I have tons of nieces and nephews and cousins right. with lots of grandkids, so I have tons of experience of working with kids, mm-hmm. And I work with them in schools, too, because I did, for years, thousands of school shows.
Yeah. So you've been a magician most of your life, then?
Yeah, I got a magic kit when I was around 9 or 10,
yeah.
and around the same time I saw a magician perform at the Cub Scouts Blue and Gold Dinner, mm-hmm. and I was hooked. I mean, I got to do that.
Yeah, that's great.
And I've been at it ever since.
It's like a language. It's everybody from all backgrounds, even if they don't speak the same language, all appreciate magic. It's fun and intriguing and uses the brain, and you've actually given the opportunity for many people to understand and actually perform some of the what we would call the simpler tricks.
Yeah, everything in the book is easy to do, which mm-hmm. doesn't mean it doesn't require a little practice
right.
To make it look really good, but it's easy to do. It doesn't require any gimmicks or anything you have to buy from the magic store, you know, and all of it's impromptu, meaning you can just use a handful of change or
yeah.
use a drinking straw
mm-hmm.
To levitate it or make it spin without mm-hmm. touching it. And there's stuff you can do if you're babysitting for the kids or you take them out to lunch.
Right.
There's just, I consider the book like a giant toy chest
yeah.
filled with the magic and mysteries and riddles and puzzles and all kinds of goofy knowledge that you can just pull out and engage and connect with the grandkids.
It's
That's
just,
the whole
yeah.
point.
And you, even if you don't have, I mean, I'm going to bring it beyond the grandkids and the grandpa thing, and it's just kind of fun for everybody, no matter what age, to just know a couple of tricks, because you never know when it's going to come up, and when it does, you're all set to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though we're directing this book to grandparents
mm-hmm.
Amazing their grandkids, everything in the book will
yeah.
fool adults as well.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, when you make something appear and disappear and you don't know where it came from and how that happened,
yeah.
it doesn't matter how old you are.
Doesn't it? And it's also endearing. It's fun. The book itself has illustrations so that you can follow along and actually pick up the hand movements and such, depending on what part of the body is involved. So it is very instructional.
Yeah. In fact, the best way for anybody to get a sense of the book and actually learn something is to go to the website,
mm-hmm.
which is grandpamagic.net, and there's a look inside the book feature. And I think there are like four tricks besides the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
You'll learn how to show both of your hands completely empty. They
right.
really are. You reach into the air, pluck out an invisible object, cup it between your hands, say the magic words, open your hands, and a small gift has appeared out of no place. This is really quite amazing, and it's not all that difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also learn some stunts like how to take a dinner napkin and turn it into a comic chicken.
There you go.
That you can have a lot of fun with, the
That's,
chicken puppet,
yeah.
or you know, move objects telekinetically. So I invite listeners to just go to the website and learn a couple of things.
And I understand you can even read minds with it.
There's one of my favorite things in the book is a complete mind reading act,
mm-hmm.
which I'm calling the Great Zucchini. But it's an act meant for the grandparent to do with a grandkid. Now, the grandkid in this case has to be like 7 or 8
right.
or older.
Right.
But the kid becomes a psychic and goes out of the room, and everybody else at a family gathering, you know, they decide on objects in the room or the names of celebrities. A card
mm-hmm.
is taken. Nobody knows what it is. And the psychic kid comes back in and reads everybody's mind. And it's very cute because
mm.
everybody knows the kid's, you know, pretending
mm.
to have superpowers,
mm-hmm.
but nobody knows how he or she did it. You
that's
know,
fun.
It's pretty amazing.
It's fun.
So that's one of my favorite things
yeah.
in the book. And then there's a reverse psychic trick where the kid gets to read Grandpa's mind, which is pretty amazing.
It's kind of just in time for the holidays, too, because this is, I mean, every kid would want this book, and actually every adult would. They may not admit it, but they would as well. So it's great. And I know one of the sections in the book is like a dinner table type of magic. So it actually, things that you can do while you're sitting at a table eating with other people, and that's the perfect setting to actually start doing these things, especially around the holidays.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have a whole family gathered around the table,
yeah.
I call them like boredom disruptors. But just a few of the table tricks is, you know, how to turn a knife into a fork, how to float a dinner roll. The bouncing dinner roll is a very cool trick. You just, if you happen to have a dinner roll at the table, or you're out for dinner and you have garlic rolls or something, you pick it up. Say, oh, this feels a little rubbery. Let me see. And you apparently throw it on the floor and it bounces back up.
Wow, that's
it's
fun. And
it's a trick, but it looks good.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily. I mean, in some cases you do, but in most cases you just do it with common household objects.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure everything in the book was impromptu, that if you didn't need any preparation. And if you just look around, you'll find something you can use.
Okay, so now people are saying, okay, I want this book. How do they go about doing that?
Easiest way, I guess, is to, again, go to the website, grandpamagic.net. There are links to the big booksellers, you know, like online sellers,
right.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and others. But there's also an independent bookstore link. So if you want to buy a book locally, you click there, you put in your zip code, and they tell you what bookstores near you have the book.
Very cool. I hope they made enough books for everybody, because you're going to be very popular here.
Oh, I love to hear music to my ears.
Okay, it's called Grandpa Magic, and it's how to do all kinds of classic tricks, and everybody can do them with a little bit of practice, which is fun to do as well. Actually, you know, magic, just to throw this in, magic is actually a great therapy, both psychologically and physically. It teaches the manipulation and the movement of the fingers, and it's kind of a great therapeutic thing.
It is. You know, when I wrote the book, I also gave it to a few people to test everything, just to make sure they could understand that. And a number of people were just amazed that they could do this stuff and just so thrilled to suddenly have powers.
Yeah, makes you feel good.
It's a great
Makes you feel good.
Do you do magic yourself? Have you done some of this stuff?
I've dabbled in it. I'm not great at it, but now that I've got the book, and thank you for it, I'm getting into it again, because it's just satisfying. It's just wonderful. And it's a way of people interacting again without a cell phone, amazingly enough.
Absolutely.
Okay. GrandpaMagic.net, and the name of the book, of course, Grandpa Magic, available everywhere. Alan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ron. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it, my parents. Mr. Alan, Mr. Grandpa. How many knows? That makes no sense. How many people know how to do a card trick? Raise your hands. I can't see you. I have no idea how many people raise their hands. Why do I even bother asking? Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace. And don't be fooled by magic tricks, if you know what I mean.